Jim, what was your assessment of that game?
Good, very good. Obviously, a lot of mistakes and a lot of handling errors in the first half, but I suppose taking a step back from it now, very, very happy that we managed to eke out a draw, you know. We're down to 14 men there twice, so 40 minutes in total, and to find a way, 6 points down there. In a very physical game, like it was brilliant that they found a way to get a point on the board.
Were you frustrated with the discipline that left you playing?
The two incidents that happened, like you can't defend them. Like from our point of view, you can't defend them. Like, you know, that's the moments. Physical games like that, you know, the blood's going to be up and all of that there. That's the moments where you have to hold your discipline, you have to do the right thing, you know. But I would say as well, a lot of it was born out of a frustration, I think. I think there was a lot of frustration with the boys. I think there was a lot of decisions that were probably 50-50 there. And, you know, and then once they're not going and the blood's up and everything else, then you just go into an area where you shouldn't. Like, so I'm not going to defend that, but I do think that, you know, there was a couple of ones there. Like Michael was fouled in the middle of the park there. There was no free kick, you know. Michael Langan was taken out of it on the transitional moment there, going through the middle. There was no decision on that one either, you know. So there was a number of them like that there that are frustrating on the sideline, you know, and they're frustrating for the boys. But that's something they have to deal with. Like, you know, you can't move off track. But it was two physical teams kind of going at it, you know. So you have to play the element, and you have to play. To a certain extent, you have to play the referee as well, you know.
Yeah. So when you were a man down and you were 6 points down, like it wasn't looking good for you, but like they showed a lot of character.
I don't know if I'd agree with it wasn't looking good, in the sense that you don't feel that anymore. Like, you always feel now that there's a chance in the game and you've got to just keep it together, you know, keep chipping away at it. Like, what I'd be very proud about today is the fact that, you know, that Galway were intent on keeping the ball. We only could defend with 10. We couldn't even push out man to man, but we found a way to try and do that and leaving somebody free inside. We didn't allow them sort of to run the clock down, and we were able to, in the middle of all that, sort of get turnovers and stuff. We got 70% of our own kickouts in the second half, even though we were down a man, and we got 50% of theirs. So they're big numbers any day, let alone when you're down a man, you know. So all of those things would be positives, but we dug a hole for ourselves as well with our handling errors in the first half, you know, giving the ball away, getting caught in tackles, and then obviously the sent-offs.
And Gavin's save with a couple of minutes to go was huge. Like, I suppose if that goes in, well, I know that you can still come back, but
you're going down the negative road there again, are you? No, listen, it was a great save. It definitely was. But what I would be most pleased about with that was Jason McGee ran about, you know, 50 or 60 metres there, and it was an 80-20 situation, and he decided, I'm going to go for it anyway. And he was the guy that was getting the contact at the end of that. And had he not done that, I don't know if Gavin would have saved it, because it would have been a point-blank, you know, effort on goal at that stage with no pressure on the ball. So definitely from that point of view, and that kind of ties into, you know, how proud you'd be of him in a situation like that. You know, he did brilliant work. Paul O'Hare won a serious ball out in the wing here against John Maher. He had to win it. Like, we needed that ball. He had to win it. He won it, you know. So there was moments like that. Michael Murphy, the time he chipped it up, you know. It was another moment where probably we felt it was he could have got a free at that moment, you know, but he played on, he chipped it up, and we got a score out of that as well. So all those wee bits and pieces, even though you don't win the game, from a character point of view, you know, absolutely brilliant, like, and that's what you want. You know, you want to be in the middle of those types of games, because you always get answers, and you always get, you know, questions asked and answers, you know. And that was the big one today. Galway were always going to bring that level of physicality, because there's so many big men all over the pitch. The focus could have been on Michael Murphy and Michael Langan as the 2-point shooters, and then he went through a gap there, and he seen the gap, and he steadied himself down, and he kicked it, you know. So it was really positive from Padder's point of view to be able to say, all right, you know, the expectation here is Michael's going to get the ball, and he went through that gap and took the responsibility on, and kicked a very good score. So yeah, that all of that is tying into the same, I suppose, narrative from our point of view. And that's the type of experiences that you want going into the championship, you know. It was a great game for us from that point of view. We've learnt a lot about ourselves. There's a lot of learnings, a lot of things that we need to get right moving forward. But at the same time, there was a lot of big questions asked, and they really stood up to that, you know, on the physical stakes in particular. You know, there's a lot, like, I suppose, we were you know, nearly perfect against Mayo in our build-up. They probably won us the game in the first half against a very strong Breeze, and they kept the ball brilliantly and got out brilliantly and triangles and getting ahead of the ball, all these things. You know, today we got caught with a lot of unforced errors, if you like, you know, so definitely back to the drawing board and from that point of view, you know.
Giving the ball away.
I will, getting caught on the ball more than giving it away, you know, like they're physical and they're coming and they're going to ask that question. Like Jason got a brilliant turnover and then all of a sudden he gets caught, you know, and that, I do actually think that's one of the big trends in the game this season, is the ability to win the ball and then the ability to deal with that 2-3 seconds whenever you win it, you know, and that again ties in with the refereeing scenario, you know, that can fluctuate a lot, like, you know, so you've got to be really sharp once you secure possession now, because the heat is coming, you know, and even if it's the top end of the pitch, that pressure's coming. For me, it hasn't really changed too much, Darren, to be honest with you. Like, I still would have a kind of bee in the bonnet, if you like, about the 2-point free kick. I think it's a 66% of a goal, you know, and you just settle down, and, you know, particularly with a day like today, when you have a wind at your back, you know, it seems like a lot. Obviously a lot of controversy and a lot of conversations over the winter in terms of the ball being brought forward, and, you know, if there's anything wrong there, and it's very hard, sometimes you have a lot of players around the ball, it's actually hard to see what's going on. Is he being held down? Is he wasting time on the ball? Or has he actually been fouled himself? And the ball being brought forward 50 metres is a lot, you know. I think one of the things that was spoken about at the time was, I think the wording was changed to the linesmen, and the linesmen being more involved in the game, you know, and may bring to the attention of the referee, and that was Jim Gavin changed that to shall bring to the attention of the referee, and we find ourselves talking, you know, a lot with the linesmen in terms of, you know, what's going on in the game, or, you know, situations in the game, and sometimes that works in the context of maybe bringing to the attention of the ref, but, you know, a lot of the time it doesn't. Like, a lot of times you get kind of this, you actually get the same answer out of them all, which is, you know, he's closer than me, he's, you know, he's in the middle, all that type of thing. So I think there is room there, you know, there's a lot going on, and I think there is room there for the linesmen to do more and engage more, and then if there's you know, there's no recourse for the management team or the captain, really. You know, you're kind of pushed to a side, and there should be that situation where if you feel something's happening in the game and it's consistent, you bring it to the referee, and then it's dealt with, instead of, say, it not being dealt with and sitting here and being agitated and frustrated or ranting, that, you know, that type of a conversation on the back of it. I think that, you know, so those couple of things for me that, you know, would be ones where I think that there's room for improvement, but at the same time, because of the rules, the referee has a lot on his plate, you know. Well, it is, obviously, it's on the horizon now in the context, if you won one more game, you're probably there, you know, and we want to go and we want to try and win the next game, but we want to do that in the context of what we're trying to build in the game plan, the younger players getting an opportunity and trying to develop depth, and Paul O'Hare got 70 minutes today, another player, you know, so that's great, like, and Kevin Muldoon came into the game there. He had a very good, you know, exactly what we wanted in that moment, a really good transitional moment, got fouled, and he's an under 20 player, so another one sort of in at the deep end, if you like, there in a big game, and that's all we're looking to do, the same things that we were chasing at the beginning of the league, we're still chasing them, but if we won another game, we're probably there, you know. Everybody, you know, has an opinion. Some people have very, very strong opinions. It doesn't really put us up or down. My thing would be more romantic in many respects. You know, I just like the thought of, you know, the summer months when children are off on their holidays and they're able to go to big games with their mums and their dads and all of that type of thing. But there's obviously a lot of people now and a lot of associations and a lot of organisations that have a very strong opinion about it. We'll coach to the rules, and whenever the game's on, listen, the game is on, and we'll not make too much of a fuss about it. Brilliant performance today, and post a wee bit of commentary around him as well, but we see him as a very important player for us moving forward, you know, and I think he showed that today, and I don't think minutes will be restricted for him moving forward either. I think he's well fit. He wouldn't be there. He wouldn't be in that situation if he didn't believe that he couldn't do it, you know. So yeah, we're just building him. We're trying to get him ready. And you have to remember, he was out for 2 years as well. So he would be actually probably, he would be well over that quota of 200 had he not taken those 2 years out. But delighted to have him. Serious performance there today when we really needed it. And yeah, so we'll just keep trying to build him for the summer. Well, that's a good question, and never try to fudge these questions, but he is a bit away. He's going to be another period of time. You know, we had Mark Anthony McGinley, who came in the day for a wee bit of cover for us, which was great on his part. Gavin's done really, really well, and so that's a big positive for us as well, and he's getting a run of games, and that's always massive for confidence, you know. So yeah, no, listen, he had a bit of work done, and we're trying to get that right, and we're trying to get him right, and we're definitely not going to rush it. That's all I can say to you. And if it takes another period of time, that'll be fine, you know. Sure. With these things now, you know, there's definitive sort of steps that need to happen before they go on to another step, You know, the physios hand them over to the S&C hand them over to us, and then there's a period of time then where he's going to have to be built up. And all of that will be based on numbers, I would imagine. So it's hard to put a time frame on it, but how he responds to each phase will be the most important thing.